Mike Canton is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist for the Central Pacific Hurricane Center in Honolulu. He expects the Central Pacific Basin, which includes the islands of Hawaii, to have a wetter-than-normal hurricane season.
We're forecasting a total of 4 to 7 tropical cyclones, and that's the combination of hurricanes, tropical storms, and tropical depressions.
That's slightly above the average of 4 to 5 tropical cyclones a year. Canton links the increased hurricane activity to the fact that it's also an El Nino year. That's when sea surface temperatures become warmer than normal and generally lead to more active hurricane seasons.
So the water to our south and to our east and southeast gets warmer than normal, and that's the breeding ground for our tropical cyclones and hurricanes. So when they begin, there's more energy for them to start up with, to spin up and to grow. And so we tend to see more systems because there's warmer water in those areas that our storms come from.
Last year, forecasters predicted a below average season of 1 to 3 storms, but ended up with a total of 6, including Tropical Storm Flossie last July. Hawaii has been directly hit by hurricanes 3 times since 1950, the last 2 happening during El Nino years, Hurricane Eva in 1982 and Iniki 10 years later. Officials are urging the public to stay informed and prepare ahead of time. Canton says waiting until there's a hurricane watch or warning to act means it's probably too late.
Because there's not going to be enough supplies for everyone to get what they need. It's going to be crazy going to the store. The key is to get supplies for your family, have a plan to prepare now.
Hurricane season officially starts June 1st and continues through November. Molly Solomon for HPR News.